This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. So it's time to welcome down the line the author Alex English. Hey Alex, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
So this is quite an exciting time because am I right in thinking you have got your first kind of middle grade book out, the Sky Pirates book?
Yes, it's very, very exciting to have my first proper novel coming out.
Yeah, because you've done picture books before, is that right?
I have, yes. I've had three picture books out. Yucks of the Yak was my first one, but this is the first story for older readers.
So tell us a little bit about Sky Pirates. We focus and we go back into the world of Echo Quickthorn, who's 11 years old. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes. So Echo lives in a city called Lockfort. She lives in the castle there where she's looked after by the king, who's not really a very nice character. And Lockfort is a very kind of secretive city where it has walls around it and a gate that's always locked. And there's nothing outside it, or so Echo believes. But she really wants to go on adventures, and that's what she does.
So this is all about a quest to find her missing mum. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yes. So she finds a clue. She thinks that her mother's, well, she doesn't know anything about her mother, really. She was kind of abandoned on the castle steps when she was a baby. But she finds a clue that suggests her mother might have come from the outside world, sort of beyond the confines of Lockfort. And then she sets off to try and find her.
And tell us about some of the adventure she has on the way.
So she discovers there's quite a big world actually outside that no one's heard about. Well, she does all sorts of things. She flies off in an airship. She discovers the city of Port Torbolon and makes some new friends there. And then she also heads out to the Violet Isles, where there are great carnivorous plants. And she has various adventures when she's out there too.
And she's also got a little sidekick with her, Gilbert the Lizard.
Yes, everyone seems to quite like Gilbert the Lizard, which I'm really pleased about. Yeah, he's quite a clever lizard. He can't talk, but Echo and he are very close, so she can kind of understand what he's saying when he you know, moves his tail and rolls his eyes. She knows what he means. And he helps to get her out of some scrapes, definitely.
Yeah, I did. I read quite a few reviews, and one of the reviews was, "There is a lizard in this. What more do you need?" Which is pretty good, right?
Yeah. It was kind of a... when I first wrote it, he wasn't in, and he was something I introduced slightly later. So I was really pleased, actually, that he's really appealed to lots of people so far. So, yeah, that's good.
Is there a particular part of the book that you really loved writing that you were excited by yourself when it was coming out of your head?
I loved all of it. I think... when I first wrote it, I started actually with chapter two. I started with that whole thing as she wakes up, she hears this noise outside and she kind of pulls back the curtains. And as I was writing it, I didn't know what was going to be outside the curtains until she pulled it back and I was like, oh, it's an airship. So I was kind of discovering it with her, and up to a point as I continued to write, I've still sort of left it quite open. I don't really plan things that meticulously. I tend to just write and see what happens. So it's almost a bit like the fun of reading, the fun of writing, where you just kind of make it up as you go along. You discover it as your character does, which is really good fun.
That's awesome. And a lot of our listeners, I mean, for them, that's similar to when you're playing outside, you just kind of like make it up and see what happens.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's the best thing about being a children's author. You get to kind of play, pretend, even when you're a grown up, which is great.
Now, looking at this book and having a little sneak peek of it, I get a lot of strong kind of Nevermore, Abby Elphinstone, Coghart vibes. Would that be about right?
Yeah, I mean, I love all those books, actually. Abby Elphinstone, I've been reading for quite a long time. Coghart, yes, I love those books too. And Nevermore, I've read the first one quite recently. And yes, they're just the kind of adventure and whimsical nature of it I really love. So yeah. I'd be very pleased to be put in company with those three, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you must be super happy though. The reviews of the book have been phenomenal.
Yes, I've been really, really pleased. Obviously it's great to know that people are reading the book and enjoying it, and especially with it when children have read it and enjoyed it. That's just what you want, really, isn't it, when you write a book, is people to enjoy it and understand it. So yes, I'm really, really happy with all the reviews so far.
And do we think we'll see more of Echo in some other Sky Pirate books, perhaps?
We will, yes. I'm actually busy working on the second book at the moment, just getting towards the end of the first draft of that. So yes, more adventures will definitely be coming.
I don't know whether you know this, but I do a kind of quick fire question round with every author who comes to Fun Kids. Is that okay to do with you right now?
Yep, that is fine, yep.
No stress, don't worry, it's fine. just pick your favourite, basically. So first one, books or Kindles?
Books. I do have a Kindle, but I prefer a proper paper book.
There's something about the holding them, I think, isn't it? And smelling them.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's it. Heroes or villains?
Heroes.
Heroes.
I'm on the good guy's side.
Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Ooh. TV adaptation, I think, because it, you know, you get more time to kind of really enjoy it. So I love the recent Northern Lights adaptation.
The adaptation, yeah, sure.
Amazing, yeah.
Writing or reading?
Ooh, that's difficult. I'm going to say for reading, I would say. I think reading is writing can be a bit stressful when you're doing it for your job, although it is still fun. But reading is always good to relax. So I think reading for fun.
It wins out. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Oh, gosh. I think Hogwarts. Hogwarts.
Laptop or write by hand?
Oh, I prefer to write by hand, actually. I really like pens and buying all nice coloured inks. But what I really hate is then having to type it up afterwards. So I do a bit of a mixture, but I would say writing by hand. I do like that.
Interesting. Okay. Picture books or middle grade books?
Ooh, that's tough as well. I think middle grade is what I've always wanted to write. So I would say middle grade books, although I do love picture books too. So it's a tough one.
You love your roots.
Yeah, I do. And I do like all the illustrations. They can be amazing. And I'm not an illustrator, so I can't do any of that stuff. But middle grade, yeah. I think when you're a bit older, it's nice to get your teeth stuck into a good long adventure.
Sure. Do you write 9 to 5 or do you write whenever you fancy?
I do, well, a bit of a mixture. I write generally sort of during school hours, I suppose I would say.
Good answer. Paddington Bear or Winnie the Pooh?
Paddington Bear, because I like marmalade sandwiches.
Me too, they are delicious. There's something about them. And finally, the last one, the big one, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Oh, salt and vinegar.
Yes! That is the correct answer. You can say anything for anything else. It's just that one that I care about.
Cheese and onion is just wrong.
I entirely agree with you. And on the back of that, you have earned another little bite of the cherry of promoting your book. So Alex English, we should say your book is out very, very soon indeed, Sky Pirates. Echo Quickthorn is going to be a new favourite character to a lot of our listeners, I'm sure. And everybody needs to go and get their hands on it, right?
Absolutely, yes. Go for it.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Alex.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.